beyond clearing the clutter inside and out, we're talking about accessing your intuition. Have you heard a little voice and ignored it and gotten in trouble? Did you get confused whether or not it is your intuition or ego? Would you like to access your intuition to support you in achieving your goals? Let's continue our month as we focus on getting clear this year in 2017.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
We all have our intuition, our gut feelings, instincts, whatever you're comfortable calling it. Many times we disregard it. It's there to support us and help us. If you're not comfortable relying on your intuition, we're going to give you ways to start accessing that magical knowledge. Years ago, I don't even know if I could articulate what my intuition was. Then a few big things happened. I was in Hawaii visiting a friend. And I was on the beach by myself, and I had kind of isolated myself because I just wanted to be alone, and I'd been skinny dipping, having fun in the ocean, and was away from a lot of people. And I heard get up, and I heard get up, and I didn't do anything. And I heard get up now, and it scared the heck out of me. And I get up and I turn around, and creepy man is staring at me. And if I hadn't have gotten up and moved, I wouldn't be able to see because he was kind of in the shadows. He was behind one of those big palm trees. Later the next day, I heard that a woman had been raped where I had been at the beach. I'm convinced it's that guy. There's no doubt in my mind that had I not listened to my intuition, that I would have been harmed. And one other big thing that happened to me, I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and I was in a job that I hated, and I was taking my lunch hour to do an interview. And I was driving on the freeway, and if you've ever been in LA, it's just freeway is just tons of cars, traffic's awful. I heard, get over now. And I moved in the next lane. I didn't stop to analyze and question, which I've done in the past. And the car behind me ran into the car that was in that lane. So if I'd stayed in that lane, not only would I had been in a car accident and had to deal with that drama, I would have missed the job interview. Even after these two incidents, I continued to go to psychics a lot. I gave my power away. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe there are a lot of good psychics and intuitive counselors out there. And I also believe we have the wisdom within and will always know what's best for us. Everyone is colored by his or her life experiences and perceptions. I always tell my clients that they know best, and it's my job to support them in finding the wisdom within. It is my hope that you learn to hone your intuition, and it saves you a bunch of money instead of going to psychics. First, I'm going to recommend a regular mindfulness or meditation practice. If you've been listening to the podcast for a while, this shouldn't surprise you. The more you can clear that mental clutter, the easier it is to access your intuition. Check the archives for an episode on meditation. I also have lots of suggestions on mindfulness practice that are sprinkled throughout all the podcast. In my previous episode, I talked about brainstorming. That helps open and stretch our minds, and I believe it is another way to open us up to our intuition. I have also been shaking things up and doing things differently to be open. For example, instead of working in my office, I've been downstairs at the kitchen table or on a warm day on the deck, just hoping to shake things up and get my mind stretched and thinking in a new way. Getting started. Block off time on your calendar to practice accessing your intuition. Look at it as something fun, not as another thing you have to do. I don't think it helps you if you feel it as a to-do. Let's get in a good frame of mind and have fun with it. Create a sacred space. This doesn't have to be a whole room or some fancy setup. I have a chair I regularly meditate in. We have moved the chair around, and it is still where I choose to meditate. It's as if my body knows, okay, time to slow down and meditate when I sit in the chair. I also have an area in my house where I have crystals, sound bowls, and things of that nature. Being in nature is also a great way to connect with your intuition as well. Find what works for you. What do you like to do, or what brings you comfort or peace? Use that as a starting point for exploration. I recommend sitting up so you don't fall asleep. If you are lying down, there is a tendency to do that. I have also found that closing my eyes allows me to focus and helps quiet down my ego so I can connect with my soul. Here are some ways you can connect to your intuition. Journal. Just start writing. Don't censor yourself. Don't stop and read. Just keep writing. You can review that later. Commit to doing 10, 15 minutes, half an hour. Recall a really positive situation. How does your body feel as you think about that? You have some energy swirling in your palms, a tingle in your tummy. Now remember that. Next, recall a negative episode. How did that feel? Do your shoulders hunch forward? Did you feel your tummy drop? Record how you felt with each scenario. Ask a question you are currently looking for guidance. How did your body respond? You can also ask to be shown how something positive or negative feels. Sit quietly with your eyes closed. Okay, energetically, how do you want me to feel this sense to see this? Show me positive. Show me negative. Ask for guidance. Sit quietly and then listen. You may not get something right in the moment. It may come to you when you're in the shower, when you're meditating. Be open and pay attention to listen. Before I started my show, Reawaken Your Brilliance, which eventually became my business name, I was like, I can't come up with a show name. And I just kept hitting brick walls. I liked the name Thrive, but there were like 5 million things with that name when I'd Google that. So I sat down to meditate. Literally, Reawaken Your Brilliance just came, dropped right into my brain. I quit meditating, went and Googled nothing. Because I'd had a regular meditation practice, I asked for guidance, it came.
Surrounded by clutter? Exhausted from the stress and anxiety it creates? Longing for peace of mind? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can assist you.
Listen to your dreams. I keep a pad and pen by my bed. When I was single, I needed to refinance my mortgage. Never do a balloon loan, by the way, although hopefully by now they've outlawed them. I'd been in business just a year or two, which is a bad time to ask for a loan. I had this dream with Daniel Craig in it. I later had it analyzed, and it was her most popular blog post, but I'm guessing because it included Daniel Craig. Anyway, in the dream, Daniel helped me. The next day I was speaking, and after my talk, I went straight to the bank. The guy that helped me reminded me of Daniel Craig. To me, that was a signal, okay, we found the problem to our answers and we're going to get the loan. And even though it was a really difficult time, because remember, it was after the 2008 economy crash, and so it was much more difficult to refi or get a mortgage, I had no problem whatsoever. I had to do an interview about my business. I said, hey, check out the website. You can find out information about me. And it all flowed together and happened. I have found the more I honor my intuition, the more it shows up. I also have a podcast from September 2016 with Margaret Harrell where we talk about how dreams can support you. You can also use a pendulum if you're watching this on YouTube. And if you ever want to watch my podcast, remember they're all on YouTube. You can use a pendulum. You can ask to be shown yes. See how that changed and I do anything or no. See how that's starting to change? For me, the yes was a straight line and the no became the circle. After you are shown to show yes or no, then ask a question you're seeking guidance for. You could also write yes or no on a piece of paper or two other choices, for instance, green or blue. Put the pendulum over each and see if it stays still or it starts moving. And again, ask your guidance what that means because it will mean different things to different people. You can get a deck of cards or tarot cards and use them. Most come with directions, although many people teach classes. Think about your question and then pull a card. Anytime I'm in a bookstore or my chiropractor's office, they have a deck of cards. I always pull a card when I'm there. I found that to be very useful. There's usually a message I need to hear. I also stand up and ask questions with my eyes closed. I believe moving forward is a yes and backwards is a no. Be open because your intuition may be a whisper and very quiet. It can come in a flash. Pay attention. The more you open your mind, the more your intuition will come. Sometimes you may need to get distance on whatever you're trying to access information about. In other words, Obsessively asking or trying to push to make it happen might not get you an answer. Step outside in a way and create space to allow your intuition to breathe. Do something that brings you joy or space and let your mind meander. Sometimes your intuition will pop up at the weirdest moments. Honor something just doesn't feel right. Your feelings might be telling you to change direction. Most women will tell you they've met a guy that just makes them feel like they were slimed. Sorry, guys. I'm sure there's something that most men feel about some women as well. We have probably all felt something like that and ignored it. So once your intuition, instincts, guts helps you and gives you the answers, take action. Sometimes it can be confusing to know whether it's your intuition or your ego. If you're coming from fear, it's ego-based. So if you're wondering if you should stay in a relationship and are currently staying because you fear being alone, that is coming from your ego. Your ego will also expect external results such as money. Trying to decide on a new job and money seems to be the main reason? Ego-based. Your ego is head-based and your soul is heart-based. Where does it feel like it's coming from? Your heart falls in love with a guy shorter than you if you always dated taller guys. Your ego dismisses him because of his height. Your heart loves him as is. I would also suggest recording your intuition. You can gain confidence by seeing what you were told and where you took action. Take actions from today's podcast. Begin a meditation or mindfulness practice. Pick one intuition exercise you would like to try. Practice your intuition exercise daily for the next 21 days. Keep a journal and record your intuitive hits and any action that you took. Next week, we're going to be talking about doubt, which sometimes stops us from creating the life we choose, deserve, and desire. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.